Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ted Gunderson, who for many years was in charge of the FBI office in Los Angeles, and when he retired for many years ago, why, of course, he had all sorts of honors. But after that, why, Ted went into investigating all sorts of bizarre things. He's investigated satanic crimes and certainly pedophilia rings. And of course, he's on the front lines of the battle to try to let people understand that there really are dark and sinister spirits and forces out there that are being protected by people at the highest levels of government. And certainly the story of Jeffrey McDonald, he's certainly solved that case. That was the Green Beret doctor, physician, who was arrested and put in prison for murdering his wife and children, which he didn't do. It was carried out by a satanic cult. But everything has been done to protect that satanic cult. And as a result, Captain Jeffrey McDonald is still in prison. Tom, thank you. Ted, thank you so very much for being with us tonight.
Hi, Dr. Stan. It's always a great pleasure to be on your show. You're so highly respected, and you bring the word out to the people. And I'm very flattered that you would ask me to come on every once in a while.
Well, I always love having you, but I wanted to talk to you, a little bit about assassinations. I know that you knew Chip Tatum, who we had an opportunity to interview a number of times, and Chip, of course, had been a government assassin. He got into trouble when he didn't want to kill Terry Reid, who had written he got into trouble when he didn't want to kill Ross Perot. Wasn't that the story?
Well, it was Ross Perot, huh?
Right. Why don't you tell the story? And I'd like you to just tell us a little bit about what you know about the assassination programs that have gone on in the past.
Oh, Dr. Stan, it's unbelievable what's happened. First of all, let me just go back to the McDonald case very briefly and tell you that the latest information we have is that the DNA test, there was a hair with root intact found under the fingernails of one of the children, and it does not match anybody in the family. So the DNA tests are favorable in favor of McDonald, yet the judge has completely ignored it. And he submitted a 47-page statement, and he just basically glossed over the DNA test, which would prove that Dr. McDonald is innocent. And also he said, in so many words, don't come back into my court. So this is a huge, huge drug cover-up involving drugs coming in from Southeast Asia during the Vietnam War in the body cavities of the dead GIs.
But don't you think it was also tied into this satanic cult?
Oh, yes, yes. As you see, within 10 months of entering the case, on October 25, first of all, I entered the case in January of 1980, right after I retired. And within 10 months, I obtained a signed confession from Helena Stokely, said he didn't commit the murders. They were committed by my satanic cult group, and the cult was distributing the drugs up and down the East Coast, and the higher-ups in the drug operation did not know that they went in and wiped out the family. There was no pre-approval on it, and they knew that if there was an investigation of the cult, it could expose this whole drug operation, flying the drugs in the body cavity of dead GIs. So they basically framed Dr. McDonald. And by the way, this drugs in the body cavity of dead GIs is documented in Time magazine January 1, 1973. There was an article on it. Now, the latest information on this modus operandi, I was talking to a veteran who just came back from Afghanistan, and he said we have special forces guarding the poppy fields in Afghanistan, and we are continuing to bring drugs in plastic bags and body cavities of the GIs coming back dead from Afghanistan.
Well, of course, we have to ask why we're over there. You know, when the Taliban were there, there weren't any drugs. And since we went over there, the poppy fields are blooming again. Ted, are you on a regular telephone?
I'm on a regular telephone. Can you hear? I hear an echo someplace.
All right, fine. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
You're trying to bring out the truth. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Ted Gunderson was just commenting on the death of Pat Tillman. Those of you who remember the story of Pat Tillman, he played for the Arizona Cardinals. He gave up, a $3 million contract to fight for his country. He went over to Afghanistan. He saw what was going on there. And, of course, we were told that he had died, you know, leading a heroic charge up the hill. It was all a lie. Then it turned out that the truth was he was shot in the forehead. Three bullet holes, very closely placed, obviously shot at close range. The pathologist who actually saw the body said this is obviously a case of murder. He wasn't allowed to pursue it at all. Orders came from very high levels. And now, Ted, why don't you just repeat what Jesus told me?
Well, the word I have is that he was going to expose the poppy fields in Afghanistan that were being guarded by special forces, and that the drugs were being brought into the body cavities, dead GIs, as occurred during the Vietnam War, late 60s, early 70s. He was going to do this to Noam Chomsky. Isn't Chomsky a news reporter?
You're right. Well, there is a Noam Chomsky who's a writer. He's not really a reporter, but I think he's a professor, but he certainly is always out digging up dirt and bringing up interesting information.
Well, where is he located? You know, Dr. Stan?
No, I really don't. If we're thinking of the same one, his name is Noam, I believe, Chomsky, and he's written a number of books that I have.
Uh-huh. Well, this is the word I received. Just as a matter of fact, it was yesterday. Somebody called me and told me this.
All right, will you look into that? It'd be very interesting. I wonder what his family knows. I know his family was well aware of the fact that they'd been lied to, and they tried to get the information out, but they were pretty well blocked by the controlled media.
Well, that's right, and also by the Army, of course. which is the same thing that happened with Dr. McDonald. And, you know, you mentioned last week when you called me, you wanted to go over the assassinations. I just very, very briefly, just before the show, just listed a few of the assassinations that I'm familiar with. And let me just go through them real quick. Malcolm X.
All right, fine.
Okay. John Lennon.
All right, well, fine. Well, what about Malcolm X? I thought that he was actually actually killed by a dissident member, or I see one of the members of the followers of Elijah Muhammad, the leader of this the Black Muslims.
Yeah, but he was still assassinated.
Oh, sure, he was. Certainly, no question at all. And I think that they, I don't know whether, they certainly didn't execute the guy who killed him. In fact, I think there was some way he sort of got off with a lighter sentence after this was a frank assassination of Elijah, of Muhammad, the Malcolm X, because he was trying to expose the corruption in this Black Panther organization.
Right. And by the way, back in the 1960s, and particularly late 1960s, I was very actively involved in investigating the Black Panthers in New Haven, Connecticut. I was number two man in the FBI there. And as a matter of fact, after the Bobby Seale murder trial, which occurred in New Haven, I had a call from William C. Sullivan. And by the way, Bill was a good friend of mine, number two man in the FBI, who was murdered on a hunting accident, end quote, in New Hampshire, as I recall. Sitting on the porch in a rocking chair of some sort, and shot by the son of a highway patrolman who thought he was a deer. And Bill was a liaison with the Warren Commission on the Jack Kennedy assassination.
Do you think this was an effort to actually silence him, or do you think it was just a stupid accident?
Bill was got crosswise with J. Edgar Hoover, and he came to work one Monday morning, and his name had been scratched off the door, and locks had been changed. And I never talked to Bill about it. He was a very good friend of mine. But I know that he was liaison with the Warren Commission and the FBI. Bill was not a guy, a fellow would cover up anything. He told it like it was in every situation I was familiar with. And I think he was just a straight shooter, and I think that he knew too much, and I personally think he was murdered deliberately. That's my personal opinion. I can't prove it, of course.
Well, of course, there's a lot of question about Casey, William Casey, a former director of the CIA, that he was done away with because he was going to write a book and tell a lot about the CIA actions.
Well, Bill Colby, too.
It's Colby I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Colby. I have some knowledge about that. I didn't know Bill, but he was a very close friend. One of my best friends, John DeCamp, here in Nebraska. I'm in Nebraska, by the way. And John told me that Colby was a very fastidious person. When he disappeared, they found his computer on and his meal half eaten. And of course, they didn't find his body right away. They found it several days later, and it was fished out of the Potomac River. And there's a Marine flag was not up, which you would normally put that up when you go out in a boat. And they claimed that he went out in his boat and drowned. Now, I happen to know and have direct knowledge, to be honest with you, Dr. Stan, that he was kidnapped and was tortured for several days, then brought back, and his body was dumped in the river. He was shot in the head. He was killed through a dump shot to the head. Well, I heard that from a very, very reliable, credible source.
Now, was this the CIA that did him in, or what?
CIA.
Right, because he had been the director of the CIA for some time.
And he was writing a book, and after you have been out of the CIA for some 25 years, you don't have to get clearance for what you put in your book. By law, it's my understanding. And he had like 3 months from being out of the CIA for 25 years, so... he was going to, I think, reveal some interesting facts. Now, the book has never been published, and his wife was given a plush job as ambassador to France, and nobody has heard anything more about it since then.
Then we'd have no idea what happened to the manuscript then.
No, of course, the manuscript's gone.
But, of course, the interesting thing, Colby, really, the people I've known who knew him thought he was a pretty straight shooter as far as the...
John DeCamp told me he was a fantastic man. He was a straight shooter. And John wrote the book, The Franklin Cover-Up, which I encourage your people to buy if you haven't already bought one. Tells it like it is. And Bill Colby was the one that told John to write the book in order to stay alive because John knew too much. And I actually worked the Franklin Cover-Up case with John DeCamp back in the late 80s. So This is available on my website, by the way, Dr. Stan, and my website is freeviamail.com, freeviamail.com.
One more time, give that.
freeviamail.com.
Okay,
freeviamail.com.
All right, fine. And so basically, you mentioned Colby. Certainly, I've always felt he was assassinated by our own government or by people within the dark side of government. I believe in our government, but we have a visible government. We have an invisible government, and that invisible government gives no credence or to human life. I mean, they'll kill people just as readily as they can. Now, what about Chip Tatum? You mentioned you had heard that Chip Tatum had been killed. What was the significance of Chip Tatum? Who was he? I think you had interviewed him, and then, of course, is it true that his body washed up on one of the a beach in the Caribbean recently?
I have not been able to confirm that. I have been told that by several sources. I don't know if it's credible information or not, but the word I have is he was tortured and shot, and his body was washed up either in Panama or Colombia. Now, I do have... And most recently, it came up with some information about some of his relatives, and I plan to contact them very shortly and find out if they have any updated information on him. So we'll see. Well, Chip was a neat guy, 25 years black operations. He told me that he was involved in assassinations overseas, and he became a whistleblower when they tried to get him to kill one of a fellow American. He refused to do so. And that's when he went public. Of course, he ended up going to jail and all that, which is par for the course for this element, this shadow government that we're involved with, or this monitoring all of us, people like you, me, and my associate, Clarence Malcolm. But Chip was, I had him on my radio show. I had a radio show for 2 years, as you know, called Gunderson Intelligence Report. And I had him for an hour, for 2 hours. And after 2 hours, I said, hey, this guy, he knows an awful lot of information. I ended up having him on the air for 26 hours altogether. I have 26 hours of radio transcripts with him. Also, I have a DVD interview I did with him that's 2 hours long. It's also available on my website, Chip Tatum. And also a fellow named Bo Abbott, who was a CIA drug pilot. I've interviewed him on DVD and some other very interesting people.
Now, we're fine. Well, a little later, I'll let you tell our listeners about your DVDs, how they can get them, because the information is vitally important. But the Chip Tatum story really had a ring of truth to it, because we remember that Ross Perot ran for the presidency, and then he dropped out saying that there was a contract out on him, or he mentioned his family. I don't know whether he mentioned it was actually him.
It was his daughter.
It was his daughter.
That's right. And so he dropped out for that reason. I don't think there's any question.
Well, now, what about who was Chip supposed to kill, Ross Perot or the daughter?
I think it was the daughter, but I'm not sure. I don't recall exactly. I'd heard the daughter.
All right, fine. So basically, Chip Tatum refused to, of course, carry out the assignment. And, of course, that's why he got into trouble with the establishment.
That's my understanding.
He had to go off and go into hiding. And this is what happens, you know, if you are a government assassin. Why, of course, they may take care of you, or they may really take care of you. And, unfortunately, this is the way the game is played. But the average American doesn't believe this sort of thing could go on, and yet you've been on the front lines of this battle for a long time. So let's talk about some of the other assassins that you've run into.
Well, let me do this, Dr. Stan. Let me just go through. I just made this list. Let me go through the list and then come back if you want to ask any questions about anyone in particular.
All right, fine. I should mention that Elijah Muhammad was in the Nation of Islam. That was the name of the organization.
That's it.
As part of it. Wasn't the Black Panthers. That was a separate, probably a pro-communist revolutionary organization. But the Nation of Islam, of course, had lots of ties to the corrupt and the revolutionary underworld. And, of course, when Malcolm X broke with him, why, they had to have him done in. And, of course, it's a tragic story. And, of course, there's a real serious question why the men who killed him were not executed. But I think that they got off with, relatively light sentences, considering a cold-blooded killing. We'll be back here in just a moment with Ted Gunderson. Unfortunately, there are strange things that go on in our country, and you're not going to hear about this in the mainline media. We'll be right back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Ted was just giving us a list of some of the strange deaths he could think of. One of them was Ron Brown. He was the Secretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration. He had a bullet hole in his head, but supposedly died in a crane crash, and that's a fascinating story. And, of course, the people in the military who actually did the autopsy and pointed out there was a bullet hole in his head, they lost their careers. Then there was a story of strange death of Vince Foster during the Clinton years, the assassination of Martin Luther King. We have a four-tape set on that. Assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, President Kennedy. We have 2 four-tape sets on that. The assassination of Bobby Kennedy. We will have our four-tape set on that within the week. John Lennon is peace activist, certainly Gary Webb, the gentleman who actually shot himself in the head twice, after, you know, to be sure he was dead. That was after he had written about the CIA and drugs. A man named Jeffrey Dignar, what was he?
Jeffrey Digman.
Digman, okay. And he was, of course, going to expose the drug activities on the on a Marine base. Then it was, we didn't mention Lieutenant Commander Pitzer, but of course we talked about him in the past. He had known something about the Kennedy assassination, and Lieutenant Colonel Marvin was actually asked to assassinate him and refused the commission, but very shortly after that, he was killed. And then, of course, the sheriff in Arkansas, who committed suicide by shooting himself in the chest 3 times. And then, of course, John Kennedy Jr., President Kennedy's son. And the airplane crash was very, very strange. Sonny Bono, we haven't mentioned that, but I think that's going to be coming up down the line. So there really are an awful lot of people who've been assassinated, but you go right ahead.
Well, then most recently we had a gentleman named Michael Cannell, who was going to blow the whistle on the George Bush administration regarding the 2004 election between Bush and Gore, where the election was rigged in Ohio. And he also had destroyed some secret White House emails. And he died in a plane crash here within the last month or so.
Right. Just before he was supposed to testify about the falsified election in 2004. And then you mentioned Danny Casolaro. Was that his name?
Danny Casolaro was writing a book called The Octopus. And he called me a week before he made the trip to West Virginia. He had told his brother he was meeting some people there who were going to give him some inside information. And they found his body in his hotel room there.
Right.
And then we had Vince Foster, who whose body was dumped in the woods, and there was no blood at the scene, but they said that he committed suicide.
Right.
Ron Brown in the plane crash, he was going to blow the whistle. So we just, and then we had the most recently, we've had a fellow named American inventor named Stan Meyer. Who I believe was murdered by a rogue government because he created and patented the technology to run all combustible engines on water. And this technology was about to be put into the powerful petrol industry out of business forever, if that was true, of course. So he was murdered via poison. And guess who went into his property a week later and stole his water-powered dune buggy and all his patents and the money remaining to the U.S. government? That's who. So we also have numerous scientists who are working. In fact, there's a list of 80 scientists, many extremely suspicious, who are involved in the biological weapons-related research. And this information is, on the web, Internet. And, for example, one of them is Lee Young-woo, age 61, died May 22, 2006, suffering from a blood clot to the brain. Lee was spearheading an organization fight against global threats from bird flu, AIDS, and other infectious diseases. And the list just goes on and on and on. Robert Lowell, age 66, died in May of 95. Todd Cupola, age 41, died in May of 2005.
I think Steve Quayle had a lot of those up on his website, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and the list just goes on and on and on. Some 80 dead scientists. They knew too much, Dr. Stan. And as you said, the covert shadow government. And you know, our forefathers, they said, well, I guess I hear music. I guess we can.
You go right ahead. I'll tell you when we got to stop.
Okay. You know, our forefathers set up the judicial, legislative, and executive branch. They had no idea that eventually it would be a fourth branch of the government, which I call the covert criminal enterprise, also known as the shadow government. And that's what we're looking at right now in these cases. Absolutely no question about it.
Well, Ted, I'm surprised they haven't done you in it so far, because certainly you've been on the front lines of working with John DeCamp, who exposed the pedophile ring that extended right into the White House itself some years ago. And of course, John DeCamp has been threatened. Of course, I know other people have been threatened. Well, some of them are hiding overseas today.
Fear
of
their lives.
Hold that.
I don't know why so many people agree that America cleaning soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ted Gunderson, good friend, formerly with the FBI. He's been on the front lines of trying to uncover many of the hidden stories for many years and, track down the true murders in a number of cases. Some of the people have been freed, and unfortunately, some of them have not. Certainly, they're keeping Captain Jeffrey McDonald, the Green Beret. He's been in prison for 25 years because there was a murder. It involved a satanic cult, and they could never let the American people know the true story, that there really are satanic cults out there. And so to cover up the satanic cult, they've kept Jeffrey McDonald in prison. But anyway, of course, we were just talking that Ted was saying there have been several attempts on his life through the years. And why don't you pick up the story where you left off?
Well, in 1982, my landlady came home. I didn't go home that night through divine intervention, to be honest with you. And the landlady came home that night. They were parked the car at 1:30 in the morning. One man got out of the car, there were two men in the car, across from my front door. And came over and asked her if she knew where I lived. And I'd always told her, if anybody asks about me, you don't know me. And she said no. And then she went upstairs and watched them, and they left at 1:45. I made some phone calls when I came home the next night. She told me the story, and I made some phone calls, and I found out I had a contract out on me. And it was by the Israeli mafia. And then I also found out that I had another contract out on me at the same time by the satanic cult out of Houston, Texas, in connection with the McDonald case. And about that same time, I had 13 dead red roses and 13 dead chrysanthemums dropped on my front porch on Friday the 13th, I think it was in 1982, as I recall. And it said, poacher in the grass, once a cub, the lion sees shades of death and life, and it was signed Eddie. And it was June 15, 1982, And Eddie was one of the people involved in the Jeffrey McDonald murders. In addition to this, I had my associate has contracted with the Uranium-235. He was on a riverbank here last May in Oklahoma, and some man walked up to him and said, "Oh, you got a fly on the back of your head," and slapped him on the back of the head. He's been sick ever since. We were able to get it diagnosed as Uranium-235. And fortunately, we were able to, through chelation, to get it out of the system. And then the next thing we know, he got shot with some sort of a energy weapon, a laser gun of some sort, I don't know. And so he's had his problems. My first webmaster was murdered. My second one, Chris Jones, was set up on a child molestation case and absolutely innocent. I've had my window shot out twice. I've had surveillances on me. They've put recording devices in my home. I came home last September from a trip, was looking through my cabinets looking for a file, and the phone rang at 8:27 a.m. A male voice said, "Did you find the file?" and hung up. And my mail was tampered with and opened. My car's been stolen. There have been two additional attempts to steal my car, but I was able to interrupt them. Had an unusual number of flat tires. My car's been sabotaged. And I've had been the target of electronic beams myself, illegal telephone taps, surreptitious entry into my home, and also into my car. And I had my front wheel came off doing 75 miles an hour between Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska on the freeway. I was going to drive from Sacramento to L.A. one day here last summer. And I came out and I always check my car before I go on a trip. And here was a device glued to the inside, left front tire, inside glued to it. Didn't get on there by accident. And it was 1 inch by 1 inch by half. And I took it off with a screwdriver and examined. There was a piece of wire of some sort in there. And I had an expert tell me it was an explosive device that would have blown my wheel. And it would, of course, could have possibly had an accident. It was poisoned with arsenic and cyanide in Las Vegas in 2006, which caused me to have high blood pressure. I'm still having high blood pressure. They wanted me to die from a stroke or a heart attack, obviously. In fact, my blood pressure was 242 over 119. A friend came in at 11:30 at night and said, "You better go to the doc. You look terrible." I had my window shot out twice, so it's not been an easy road for me either, doctor. But fortunately, like I say, through divine intervention and my experience and my intuition and combination of a number of matters within myself, that I've been able to survive.
Well, I suspect the Lord's been looking after you too, Ted, because I don't think you could have survived all this simply on your own.
Well, they didn't even come on our website with illegal pornography. And we have to watch it because we're afraid that they'll come on, put illegal pornography on there, and they'll come on and arrest us and say we're watching pornography, you know, child pornography and that sort of thing. This month they tried to put child pornography on. We just had a surveillance on us just here in little old Nebraska just the other day.
Ted lives in a very excluded area, I suppose that would be, of Nebraska, far away from the, it's just a little tiny town, very, very close to John DeCamp, who is forced to move there because of threats against his family and because he had written a book called The Franklin Cover-Up. Now, before we go on, Ted, I'd like you to tell our listeners about your website again, what they can get on your website.
Sure.
Perhaps you'd like to get your email letter. And in fact, I'd appreciate if you'd send that to me as well. We'd love to have it. But why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get your material?
Well, I have over 400 DVDs in my library. I have a CD, Dr. Stan, that's available to the public. It's 6,500 pages of more than 30 reports that I've compiled over the last 30 years that people can purchase. What do we get for that, $25?
Yeah, tell them we're going to send.
We'll send some material to you so you, because we're going to leave the country. We have to go to Panama. We've researched it. We got to get out of the country. It's absolutely impossible to operate here. We came to, Malcolm, my associate, and I came here from Las Vegas in 2006. Because we were being poisoned there, and within 2 weeks, first of all, I was sitting at my desk. I was disoriented, And so I went down, had blood tests, found out I had arsenic cyanide in me, and that's something else that caused me to have high blood pressure. And I told Malcolm, I said, well, we got to get out of here, Malcolm. We won't be alive in 6 months. So we moved to this small town, 296 people. I make no qualms about it. It's called Claytonia, Nebraska. And it's 7 miles from the nearest highway. It's all out in the country, right in the middle of a bunch of cornfields. The town is 5 blocks by 3 blocks. And we've even had surveillances out here. And so these people are all over us. So anyway, we've decided that we're going to go to Panama. It's no secret. And we're going to pave the way for other Americans to follow us. And we're going to have a program. We're going to call it Escape America. And help people set up down there with, legal matters visas and help them get their passports and all that sort of thing. So anyway, it's just been one unbelievable trip after another. Now, I mentioned my partner was hit with a laser beam of some sort. On May the 21st of last year, I was unloading the luggage and putting it in to the trunk of a car at the airport in Lafayette, Louisiana. And I got home that night, took off my shirt, and my back was sunburned. And I think I was hit with a laser beam of some sort or an energy beam, and it was not calibrated properly. So all I had was a burned back, like a sunburn, a good serious sunburn. But my associate was hit with it, and we had it diagnosed, and his items around his nerve were... were severely energy beams seemed to have severely damaged his 6th and 7th intercostal nerve that exited his spinal column just below his shoulder. So we had some people that were experts in these various fields and were able to get a hold of them and be able to resolve this. This is all documented on the website, Doctor. And my website is freeviamail.com, freeviamail.com, freeviamail.com. And we also, if you will go on there, I think the only solution to this terrible problem that we have in this country today with the economy and so forth is multi-level programs. We have made available to the public a number of multi-level programs, and I think they're going to be very profitable for those people who will sign up in it. And that's available at freeviamail.com. Also, and the specific website is World Light, LIGHT, Funding, FUNDING, .net/Ted Gunderson. WorldLightFunding.net .net/Ted Gunderson.
All right, fine. Well, I hope you'll be in touch with this. Will you have your cell phone when you're down there?
Well, the cell phone doesn't work. I'm so far out in the sticks, the cell phone doesn't work here. So you can only get me on my landline, which I gave you
right
for this show. And the cell phone does work in California. I spend a lot of time in California trying to make a living out there.
Well, I hope that when you get to Panama, you'll keep in touch with us.
Oh, we will. We will, Doctor. We're not, you know, it's going to take quite an effort to get there because but we have already arranged for a house. And we have to, from there, we have to, of course, arrange for transportation, liquidate our property here or take it with us. And it's going to be a very expensive move, but we're going to make it. We have to leave the country. I mean, if we stay here, who knows what's going to happen. I think it's just a matter of time before these special forces come in with their black helicopters and arrest us and cart us off to concentration camps.
Well, I think, of course, people have to understand they use the special forces as assassins. They actually train them as assassins. Not every Green Beret is trained as an assassin, but those who wish to be trained are trained, and then they're given assignments, and unfortunately, they kill people because they're told they're enemies of the state, they're enemies of the country. What you're doing is patriotic. But
right.
Of course, it really isn't. What they're many times are killing people who are an embarrassment to this worldwide satanic conspiracy that extends to the highest levels of our government today. Well, Ted, you didn't mention Sonny Bono in your list.
Oh, yes, Sonny Bono's another one, definitely. Oh, definitely. Well, see, Bob Fletcher out of Idaho had developed considerable information about the drug operations, as we all have. And he had documented it and been in contact with Sonny Bono's administrative assistant in Washington, D.C. And he got the attention of Sonny Bono himself. And Bob got to Sonny Bono. And Sonny Bono was going for his Christmas vacation, going skiing in Nevada. And he told Bob when he gets back to Congress afterwards, after the holidays, he's going to issue a subpoena and get to the bottom of the illegal government covert drug operation. Well, he never made it because they claimed that he ran into a tree while skiing. Well, the tree is like 125 feet off the ski runway. He had abrasions on his forehead, on his left, the right side of his forehead. We think a left-handed person was, you know, tried to beat him up with a gun. We think it was a gun. It looked like marks of that type. His ski mask was missing. His ski hat was missing. He had three layers of clothes on him, and he bled. Somebody bled through the layers of clothes in his back. There was a tear there, and it bled through all the way to his body. He didn't have a back injury.
In other words, it wasn't Sonny Bono's blood, but they didn't bother to check that because the powerful forces wanted to get rid of Sonny Bono.
That's right. Well, they didn't want him issuing subpoenas. And he was, I don't even request, he was murdered. And Bob Fletcher basically established this with them, and he got it. There was an article in Globe magazine about it, and they called me and asked for my opinion, my expert opinion on it, which I they called me regularly for different type cases. And I backed up what Bob had developed himself. And there is a DVD out on that, which is available through Bob Fletcher's website. I don't have it in front of me right now.
We actually carry the DVD. We carry a lot of Bob's material. We think it's very valid.
Yes, very good, very good. Don't question about it. You know, these are major felony assaults, attacks. I don't know if I mentioned earlier, I've had my window shot out twice while I was standing within just a few feet of the window. These are acts of war, and we have a right to defend ourselves against this legal lethal force. This intelligence report I have prepared, that Malcolm and I prepared, actually, is 15 pages long, and I plan to present this report to the proper officials as soon as it's completed. As a matter of fact, we just completed it this afternoon, and I'm going to flood the market with it. And we'll send you a copy of it, Dr. Stan.
Sure, if you do, perhaps we could do a program on that or a couple of programs before you leave. I'm going to miss seeing you at the various meetings, and I'm sure we'll be in touch, you know, even if you do move down to Panama.
Very definitely will, no question about it.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, I think for our listeners out there, these are not nice things to talk about. But unless we understand that there is an invisible government, and, of course, there are very, very powerful forces, people of great wealth who have an agenda. And, of course, these people are inherently evil. They're locked into the occult. Not all of them, but certainly I think the people at the top are. And, of course, they are intent upon bringing about a world government. And, of course, they circulate drugs to corrupt the lives of people, to destroy the lives of people, and, of course, to raise funds for their black operations. And those black operations involve actually replacing government leaders throughout the world and installing puppets who will go along with the plan for the New World Order, the New World Financial System, and, of course, the New World Religion, which is really what this is all about, because there are powerful spiritual forces that have been working to change the music and the message of the Christian church, and they've done a pretty good job of it.
Dr. Stan, if we're going to be going to Panama in the next several months, as soon as we can gather the money and, you know, make plans and so forth. But if we don't make it, if we disappear and are murdered, and I want everybody to know that they killed us, we will have no part of suicide or anything of that nature. So, and of course, we'll still be in touch. We plan to continue to operate offshore.
All right, fine. Well, of course, many of your DVDs, I know some of them we've seen, they're excellent. And you actually carry the book, The Franklin Cover-Up, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have The Franklin Cover-Up by John DeCamp. And that's on freevmail.com. We also have Why Johnny Can't Come Home, The Kidnapping of Little Johnny Gosh in West Des Moines, Iowa, by the cult. We also have Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr. And that's a fantastic book. It explains about the Illuminati in 1773. The Rothschild family actually was one of the Rothschild. Mayor Rothschild announced the 25 goals to take over the world. And then we have a catalog that's available. If people will send us $25 to P.O. Box 38, Claytonia, Nebraska, 68328, we will be glad to send our catalog to you. And it is an unbelievable accumulation of information. It's P.O. Box 38, Claytonia, C-L-A-T-O-N-I-A, Nebraska, 68328, $25, we'll send our catalog to you.
Okay, I just mentioned, of course, as far as Rothschild is concerned, that this is not a Jewish conspiracy, it's a satanic conspiracy, and I think that, of course, Rothschild and many of these key families are involved in Satanism. It has nothing to do with the average individual, but there is a small group, and of course, they've amassed great wealth. Why? Because they've, of course, given themselves over to the dark side. We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up the program with Ted Gunderson.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Amazing story, but I believe it's true. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you've enjoyed my interview with Ted Gunderson. And I think we wanted to get the information out that there really are professional assassins. We've interviewed at least three of them, probably four, although the fourth one did not admit he was an assassin, but he was actually trained in karate. Actually, this was a type of blood sport where you fought to the very death. And then after having won the world championship in Korea, he was actually recruited by the CIA to carry out covert operations. And why would they want somebody who was a trained killer? Well, of course, I will leave that to your imagination. But the other, of course, assassins, although L.D. Brown did not commit an assassination, he was recruited by the CIA to kill a man named Terry Reed. Of course, you've heard our interview with Colonel Daniel Marvin. And then, of course, our interview with Chip Tatum, who did not kill Ross Perot or Ross Perot's daughter. Under any circumstances, this is the real world we're living in, and you have to understand that things are never quite as they appear to be. Our job, of course, is to get you to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization. How can you understand the degree of evil we're up against? Well, let me suggest that the brand new DVD we have, The Eye of the Phoenix, which goes into the occult, satanic emblems on the back of the dollar bill, and the president who put them there, his name was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He's the president who began packing the Supreme Court with Masons so they could take God and prayer out of our schools. And of course, we had Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was involved in Satanism. And of course, the DVD we're talking about, The Eye of the Phoenix, goes into that. He was followed by Harry Truman, who was a 33rd degree Mason, and they placed their brethren, members of the Lodge, on the Supreme Court. And they took God and prayer out of our schools, and nobody will tell you that. If you want to check it out, go up on the internet and type in Masons Supreme Court, and you'll actually be able to find out who the Masons were who were on the Supreme Court and when they served. And they controlled the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1 for a period of 30 years from 1941 to 1971. And the fact that you may never have heard that before reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Again, the DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix, and of course we suggest the first two DVDs in that set, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, followed by the Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, both professional, very well done. We also have the talk that Chris Pinto, who produced the Secret Mysteries series, gave here when he was our guest. It's called The Atlantis Connection. And then we have, of course, Constance Cumby and her talk. And, of course, that is actually the title of her talk was the Emergence. We have a four-tape set with Constance Cumby, where she goes into the Luciferian background of this whole New Age movement. And what's it all about is about creating a one-world government and installing the one-world leader. And if you don't understand the biblical implications of what's going on, let me suggest the series of DVDs put out by Pastor Billy Crone, The Final Countdown. There are two sets, each one with five DVDs in it, going from 10 to 1. That's The Final Countdown. Then, of course, we have the DVDs he's put out on creation. That's two 5-DVD sets and one very excellent set of 4 DVDs on the RFID identification. And, of course, they're going to use identification on everyone, on every object. Right now, it's the federal law is that every farm animal has to be RFID tagged. And if you have a chicken or a goose and they're not tagged, you, sir, are a criminal, a federal criminal who's violated federal law. Incredible. You need to get a material. We have a 4-tape set on spy chips that goes into this. We have the book on spy chips and Pastor Billy Crone's excellent DVD series, RFID identification. So understand, of course, that we hope you go to our website at radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, we've got a great new book called The Money Creators. It's $39.95 at Amazon. You can get it less than half from Radio Liberty. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Thank you. voice. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of L.A. Marzulli, who I consider a friend, who certainly is right on the front lines of this spiritual battle, trying to get the information out as to what's really going on behind the scenes. And we carry a number of his DVDs they call Watchers. We have the earlier 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, I guess. But right now we're going to be talking about the latest one, which is Watchers 7. And it's a fascinating DVD. We began looking into the supernatural element that's out there, and specifically into the UFOs, the unidentified flying objects, which there's no question they're there, they're real. And so Lynn has talked to many people who have actually witnessed them and photographed them. Lynn, thank you very much for being with us. L.A., thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Merry Christmas to you early, sir. It's a pleasure to be here, as always.
Okay, fine. Well, why don't you pick up the story and tell our listeners about your latest DVD, Watchers 7.
I certainly will. We've got some incredible footage, which I showed actually at the conference, Dr. Stan, we were both at, put on by Prophecy in the News, at Pikes Peak in July, and knowing that we were working on 7, we already had the footage, and it came through Dr. Roger Lear, who's a surgeon, he's a podiatrist, he's also a surgeon, and he's removed 16 implants from people, and we're actually getting ready to do the 17th one, which will happen on January 4th, and we're sort of excited about that. The person has that is actually in Watcher 7, we've pixelated his face, because he wants to remain anonymous. But this goes back to when he was 5 years old, when he was being abducted. And at first, he tried to fight these entities, and they fled. But later on, they got the better of it, and a 5 or 6-year-old boy was abducted, and an implant was put into right below the area, right below his knee. What's interesting about this is it sort of lay dormant for a number of years, and he kind of forgot about the incident. And he's riding his motorcycle, and all of a sudden he described it as a pain, like someone pounding a railroad spike through his knee. And it was so excruciating, according to, we call the man G, just the letter G, that he ditched his bike because it was the pain was absolutely unbearable. And he wanted to know what was going on, so he went, of course, to the emergency room, and they took x-rays. And they say, well, everything is fine. There's no torn ligaments, and you don't have a fractured bone or a pulled muscle or anything like that. Everything is fine, but there's this little, sort of like an object. It looks like a metallic object. Did you ever have any childhood injuries? And, of course, he said, no, I have no idea what that might be. Well, one thing led to another, and years later now, it's present day. And Richard Shaw, the co-producer of Watchers, had just moved into a new home, and this gentleman showed up randomly to inspect his smoke alarms. And one thing led to another, and they struck up a conversation. And finally, this person began to just reveal to Richard what was going on, and this is how we got into the story. We took him into Dr. Roger Lear's office, did x-rays, CAT scan, ultrasound, and we're going to remove the implant in January.
And is that Watchers 6 where you have the interviews and where they go into the background of what they found on these 16 implants? And basically, it's a strange type of metal. Do we know what type of metal is in these? We've had them analyzed, but it's very, very, it's almost unworldly. What do they find when they analyze these?
The closest thing it comes to, Dr. Stan, is what we would consider meteorite metal that falls to Earth from space.
Okay, fine. Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with L.A. Marzulli right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, that thought will be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan Marzulli, and certainly we're talking about his DVDs, and we carry these because we think they're very, very provocative. And basically, he's talking about how Dr. Lehr, as a podiatrist, has actually removed some 16 of these metallic items from people. They've had it analyzed. The metal in all of them seems to be some sort of a meter type of metal, something from outer space. They simply are very, very hard. They certainly seem to have certainly radioactive qualities, certainly, and basically there's another one they're going to be taking out here in the next few days. But there's something else is happening. This is happening not only locally, it's happening throughout the world. L.A. says that he just got a letter from some woman who'd actually had one of these things removed and analyzed with very, very similar findings. But strange things are happening all over the world. There really are unidentified flying objects. Certainly, if you can watch these, you can see the videos of them. There's no question they're all over the world in large numbers, increasing numbers. What are they? What do they represent? I know they're real. I know my wife actually had seen one many, many years ago, long before I ever met her, when she was still just a very young girl. She and her dad saw it together, watched it sitting, hovering in the sky for half an hour, while, of course, then the little spacecraft came out from under it, and then it suddenly just whisked away faster than then you could watch it. Go right ahead, L.A.
Well, one of the things, you mentioned the whole idea that this phenomenon is happening globally, and it is. One of the things we talk about, and we sat down with Major George Filer. This man has seen craft before. He is a retired Air Force pilot, obviously a major. He's flown all types of aircraft. And he puts out a weekly report called Filer's Files. And in that report, usually he's been getting, roughly 200-400 sightings per month. Well, in the month of April, it jumped. All of a sudden, we had 1,000 UFO sightings in the month of April. Well, what's even more astounding, fast forward to the month of October, and that number now has increased to 2,000 UFO sightings reported worldwide. And this is comprised of Peter Davenport's site and George Flowers' site. When you combine the two and you weed out the duplicate, there were 2,000 UFO sightings reported in the month of October. Surely we can say that the phenomena is real, it is burgeoning, and it's not going away. And, you know, interestingly enough, Dr. Stan, many people won't even look at the subject or afraid to look at it or scoff at it or roll their eyeballs, whereas places like Mexico and other places outside America, this phenomena is being talked about. Well, we talk about this in Watchers 7 because in Washington, D.C., this past April, there was a group of scientists, statesmen, governors, congressmen, pilots, astronauts, all got together at what was called the Citizens Hearing for Disclosure, held at the Washington Press Corps. And there was a group of ex-senators and governors who were there on the panel that were listening to this evidence. And the whole point of this meeting was to try to get Washington to look at the phenomena in a serious fashion. And one of the most astounding clips, and we have this in Watchers 7, and again, you know, the church has no idea what is being said. This man is named Paul Hellyer. He's the former Secretary of Defense of the Canadian government. So this man has impeccable credentials, and it's not some fourth grader with a six-pack of beer and a fishing trip. It's just not, that's not what we're looking at. The man is highly intelligent. He articulates very well, and he's the former Secretary of the Canadian Defense Department. And he says, without pause, UFOs, and I'm quoting directly, I quote, UFOs are as real as the airplane flying overhead, which is an absolutely an astounding statement to make. Now, when we look at that and we look at the other people, Dr. Stephen Greer, many of these people are what I would call and come from a New Age paradigm. They don't have a Christian worldview. They're not religious at all. They don't believe in anything. Most of them are atheists, and they are looking at the so-called extraterrestrial UFO phenomena, and they are awaiting their arrival. So what's amazing to me is that the church sits there with its hands over its eyes and other fingers in its ears and won't even talk about the subject, won't address it. Meanwhile, the other side of the aisle, the New Agers, the ancient alien crowd, the ancient astronaut crowd, and everyone else is looking at the phenomena, and they are waiting. They are expecting the revealing of the so-called extraterrestrial presence. And I just find that absolutely sort of mind-numbing that the church, which should be the vanguard looking and dominating the conversation, isn't even involved in the conversation for the most part. You've got some researchers which are talking about it, like guys like Chris Putman, Tom Horn, myself, Doug Camp, Rob Skiba, and others who are trying to warn of what not is coming, but what is already here. And yet, for the most part, it falls on deaf ears. At some point, Dr. Stan, and I truly believe it's sooner than later. I'm not a date setter, no idea when it's going to happen, but sooner or later, some event is going to happen, and we will see mile-wide craft in the skies over the cities of the earth. And that might sound astounding to you, but if you start doing research, you will see that people, ex-governors, reporters, pilots, all have seen and reported visual contact, credible witnesses, trained witnesses, trained observers, mile-wide craft in broad daylight in the skies over certain cities of the world.
But of course, the New Agers are thinking that these are coming from outer space, from some other planet or other universe, where I think most Christians believe that these are from the other dimension, from the spiritual dimension. And that separates certainly in the way we look at these things, and certainly the way we interpret the stories that we hear from the pilots and others who actually tried to track these down. Go ahead.
Well, exactly. The Christian worldview is that what these beings are interdimensional. What's interesting is, and I've talked about this many times before, certainly on your show, if we are really alone in the universe, and I realize that there's a whole great debate, plurality of worlds, that's been going on for hundreds of years now. But recently, even I think of last week, the Huffington Post and other websites ran an article, could we be living in a holographic universe? Chuck Missler, once again, going back to the July Prophecy of a News Conference in Colorado, you know, stated, are we living in a digital simulation? Is this a holographic universe? Are we in some sort of a digital simulation, which is a mere shadow of a greater reality? If that's the case, then all of a sudden, the idea that there are other worlds with other beings on it may just grow very pale, in the sense that if this is a digital simulation, And of course, this is what I believe it is, even though it's an incredibly complex one. But we're here, and these entities which are coming through are not from Sirius or the Pleiades or the wherever in some other place in the universe. They are interdimensional beings which are coming to us and interfacing with us from another dimension. And I know that Chuck Missler, Gary Stearman, and others hold to this paradigm. And, of course, Tom Horn, myself, and the other people that I've mentioned, we all hold to this paradigm that this is not E.T. from, you know, the planet Zeta Reticuli, wherever that may be. These beings are, in fact, extraterrestrial, interdimensional beings which are coming from the second heaven. And they are nefarious. And I believe many of them, if not all of them, are highly malevolent.
And, of course, basically, there are a lot of people who actually claim that they've actually seen them. Sometimes they claim that they've actually been abducted by them. Is there any evidence to validate this idea that sometimes people have actually been abducted by these beings from the other dimension?
Well, there is. And we see this over and over and over again with the reports that we get from people who have been abducted. For instance, we interviewed Dr. David Jacobs, who has spent literally decades dealing with the abduction phenomena. He's got well over 100 documented cases in his files of people who have had direct contact with the so-called extraterrestrial entities. And he despairs of the future. And the reason why he despairs of the future is because he believes there's a breeding program which is going on, which has gone on, and has sort of reached its zenith, reached its conclusion. And these hybrid beings, which these entities have been making, are now beginning to be integrated into the population in the world. And that's what he believes. Is there proof of that? No. But what's interesting is I keep getting reports, and we actually have a companion book with Watcher 7 called Further Evidence. And one of those reports that we have in it speaks of a man, and the people that come on the record, many of them want to remain anonymous. So I change names and dates and places and geographic locations to make it almost impossible to trace and find out who is telling the story. With that in mind, there's a man who was a missionary, and he and his wife had a team of two other people. So there are four people, and they were down on a rescue mission in a city, let's just say in the Midwest someplace. And they were getting ready to do some street witnessing to the prostitutes and drug addicts. And this is the Bowery. This is the bottom of the barrel here. But they were going out and trying to make a difference and save people, get them out of the depravity and the bondage that they're in, and try to get them freed up. And as they went into the street, they encountered this very tall man with extremely pale skin and whitish hair, who is standing in the street with a black trench coat on. And they engaged this guy. This guy was over 7 feet, well, close to 7 feet tall. Very, very tall and thin, very pale skin. And they were all taken aback by his appearance. His eyes were unnerving. They felt the presence of evil. And they engaged this guy verbally for about 5 minutes. And finally, the leader, the man who told me the story, took his team away because he had such a horrible feeling. Well, the story gets really bizarre because from that moment on, the husband and wife team, their life went into a tailspin. The woman, the wife almost was killed. There was illness in the family. A constant...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Just a moment here. Well, Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Cindy L.A. was telling the story of a certain about this a gentleman who'd encountered this rather tall, pale, strange-looking gentleman, and then everything fell apart in his life. And then, of course, it tells the story about how he encountered a man, and it would almost appear that it was an angel, and suddenly everything returned to more normal in his life. It's an incredible story. But are there really certainly people out there who are some from the other dimension? Well, Dr. Jenkins, you'll actually see if you get Watcher 7, interviews a scientist who's studied this for many years, and he really believes that certainly there are these humanoids within our society. Are we accurate? Is this actually taking place? Are there really people who are partly human and partly humanoid? Well, I don't know, but I wouldn't be at all surprised, because I'm firmly convinced in my own mind that there is a supernatural dimension out there, and that there are beings who come from that dimension into our dimension. Go right ahead, Elliot.
Well, as Dr. Jacobs says in the interview, he despairs for the future. And I would, too, if I had his worldview. But we have hope, and that hope is the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, coming back and returning on the white horse with the armies of heaven. And I believe that is absolutely literal. And I believe that that's where we are headed to. But meantime, we are in some very, very dark days. And, of course, Watcher 7 talks about what I believe is some of the darkness. Of course, I'm speaking about the UFO phenomena, as does the book Further Evidence.
And let me just comment that if you get Watcher 7 DVD, Barbara and I just finished watching it last night in preparation for the program, of course, but you'll actually see the interview with Dr. Jacobs, who is not coming from a Christian point of view, but he has encountered these, what he believes are humanoids, and he really, of course, is a man without hope. And certainly we have hope because we have our trust in our Lord, but for those who don't, like Dr. Jacobs, it's a fascinating insight into how people feel when they see the supernatural and they don't understand it. They can't put it into a Christian perspective. Go right ahead, Ellie.
Exactly. Very well put. Thanks, Dr. Stan. But, you know, what we're trying to do with the entire Watcher series is wake people up. People that are Christian, of course, the church, but people that don't have a Christian background or a Christian paradigm and have no idea what they're looking at. And I think that the Watchers series really shows that and reveals that. We're getting reports of people having Watchers parties where they invite, you know, all their friends over and they sit and watch 1 through 7 now, Watchers marathons. I mean, we keep getting reports like this. So we know we're hitting a nerve. I get emails all week long, Dr. Stan, from people who thank me for the books that I write and these programs that we do, like Watchers, because what we're doing is we're providing the information, and we kind of do it in a non-religious way. We're not like, you know, Bible thumping and quoting scripture every 5 seconds, and you know, because people who aren't, look, I when you say Matthew 24, I know what you're talking about, okay? But if you're not a Christian, if you're not biblically literate, you have no idea who Matthew is, and 24 to you might just be an old TV show. You know, that's what it was to a lot of people. And we're schooled in this so we can use the shorthand. So we try to keep the Christianese and those addresses out of the Watchers, because it just confuses people and it sort of obfuscates really the information, what we're trying to get out. What we do in the Watchers series, all through from 1 to 7, is present the evidence to people and then let them make up their own mind. And we're not afraid to really talk to anybody on both sides of the aisle. That's why we have someone like Stephen Bastet, who believes, who is not a Christian, and who believes that E.T. is going to be here, but eventually there'll be some sort of a revealing. And guys like Chris Putman, who are totally on board as a Christian author. His best-selling book, Exo Vaticana, incredible book, co-authored by Tom Horn, an absolute must-read. We've interviewed him for Watcher 7. So you see, we've got people from both sides or both ends of the spectrum, two different worldviews, two different paradigms, and yet they're both talking and stating what they believe in Watchers. So it's not a cherry-picking or a loaded program. We really try to present both sides and leave it up to the viewer as to, you know, to embrace the paradigm that they're most comfortable with. I will say this, though. At the end of every Watchers, I sort of get the last word. And on this one, I just stated that whoever these creatures are, these entities are, from wherever they're from, whoever they are, as Jacques Vallée says, they seem to lie and do so habitually.
And I would simply point out that we have all of these in stock. Watchers 1 through 7, and certainly we'll have 7 to be arriving just in a day or two. We've watched it, but it's well worthwhile. You can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. We also carry several of L.A.'s books. And L.A., Sydney, is doing a great job of getting this information out so people can begin to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, most people don't understand this because the media is controlled. Unfortunately, our churches have been infiltrated. They infiltrated our seminaries many years ago and changed both the music and the message of the Christian church. If you want to go watch this, 1-800.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
We'll be right back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. L.A. is talking about the Phoenix Lights, I think it was 1997. And there were thousands of people who saw this craft a mile wide. I guess Cindy, going back and forth across the sky there in Phoenix. I can remember when that occurred. And then he was simply talking, L.A. was talking about the governor. Who was the governor who actually came forward and admitted that he'd actually seen one of these? What was that story about?
Well, Fife Symington in 2007 at the 10th anniversary on Larry King, when the microphone finally was passed to him and he got to talk, the first thing he said, he apologized to his former constituents, and ask them to forgive him for taking the matter lightly. What he had done is in 1997, he dressed up one of his staff members in an alien costume and said, "We found the culprit." Of course, this was very offensive to many people who were saying, "Look, we saw a mile-wide craft. We know it wasn't one of ours. What, you know, why are you covering this thing up?" A lot of people got ticked off, and he apologized for that. And then he stated on national TV, which was absolutely incredible, and I saw it live, and I'll never forget it. He stated, "I, too, was in, you know, Phoenix, Arizona, the night that this happened. I saw the craft," and this is the former governor of Arizona, and he states unequivocally, and I quote, "It was not of this world." So you see, we have these admissions by people like former governor Fife Symington. We've got people like the Canadian former Secretary of Defense Paul Hellyer stating that UFOs were as real as the airplanes flying overhead. What is it going to take for the church? And, you know, I'm kind of bagging on the church tonight because I want to wake us up. I want to wake the body of Messiah, the body of Christ up, because people need to understand the times in which we live in. Of course, I believe all this that we're talking about is part of what I call the coming great deception that Paul tells us will happen before the Antichrist is revealed. When we go to 2 Thessalonians, that's an address. It's a book that's written thousands of years ago. It's a letter to these guys who live in Thessalonica. So the address for someone who wants to talk about that is 2 Thessalonians. There's nothing spiritual about it at all. It's just an address. But when we go there and we look at one of those verses, it tells us that the revealing will not happen. The revealing of the Messiah, second coming, will not happen. Let me back up. Sorry. That the Antichrist, the revealing of the Antichrist, the son of perdition. I got those two things confused. Please forgive me. The revealing of the Antichrist, the son of perdition, will not happen until the apostasia, until the apostasy. There's going to be an apostasy, and that word in the Greek is apostasia. It can also mean falling away or departure. But all that's in reference to the key meaning, which is apostasy. So you can fall away, that's what apostasy means. Or you can depart from the faith, that's what the apostasy means. It doesn't mean harpazo, which means rapture, in my opinion. It says, "Let no man deceive you," for that revealing, okay, of the son of perdition, the Antichrist, will not happen until the apostasy happens, which begs the question, what would cause millions of Christians worldwide to just abandon the faith? When E.T. shows up, and we talk about this in Watcher 7, when we interviewed Stephen Bessette, who told us that when E.T. shows up, it'll be E.T. 24/7, 365. In other words, the entire media, the global media, will be focused on this event. People have no clue of what is coming. It is absolutely unprecedented, and it's going to happen at some point. At some point, the so-called extraterrestrial presence will reveal itself. If you don't know what you're looking at ahead of time, a priori, you may and most likely will be deceived. And this falls right into the prophecy that Jesus says 2,000 years ago and states as a very cogent warning to us that even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. Why would he say something like that? What is he trying to warn us of? What do you mean the elect would be deceived if that were possible? Something is coming. Something wicked this way comes. Something is coming which is absolutely unprecedented. And unless you know what you're looking at a priori ahead of time, very likely you will be deceived. You will believe the lie, the strong delusion, which further on in that passage in 2 Thessalonians, it states, because they did not believe the truth, God then sends them a strong delusion. That is what's coming, folks.
And I think it's important for people to understand that there's been an intentional government cover-up. And if you certainly have any association with the government, you do not dare tell the truth. If you do, they'll come after and target you and make your life miserable. They can even put you in prison because you've signed an agreement not to let anything out. And they've covered this thing up ever since Roswell, New Mexico. Roswell there, and suddenly there was a craft there. People actually I saw the wreckage of the craft, but everything has been done. And through the intervening years, always playing this down, and even certainly responsible people, when they hold government positions, have to lie. And unfortunately, you can't believe most of what's put out in the media, because the media is controlled as well by six major, maybe now seven major corporations. But when Professor Ben Bagdikian, who's a left-wing radical, left-wing professor, wrote a book on the new media monopoly, I don't care whether he's suddenly a left-wing radical, the left-wing extremist, he gave a very accurate appraisal of the control, the media monopoly. The book is called The New Media Monopoly. We carry it. I've talked to him. I've tried to get him to come onto our programs. He's really almost afraid to come onto the programs. But his book is well worthwhile reading, The New Media Monopoly. The media is controlled, ladies and gentlemen, and most of what you get from the television and radio just is not true. And suddenly this is why I do what I do, suddenly 5 days a week, and now 5 days a week, 5 hours a day. Go right ahead, Ellie.
That's amazing, Dr. Stan, and we applaud you for your service and what you do day after day after day. Doing radio 5 hours a day is exhausting.
Well, I appreciate what you do, LA. God has given each of us an assignment. I have a lot easier than you do. I don't have to travel down to Peru to see all those things. But I will tell you, of course, a lot of this is covered in LA's DVDs, which we do carry. Watchers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the last one on Watchers 7 has some fascinating footage of UFOs and all the other things that go along with this. Interdimensional beings that are out there. Go right ahead.
One of the most astounding things that we did, and of course, Watcher 7 is called Physical Evidence, and the accompanying book is called Further Evidence. Well, you say, well, what evidence did we have? Well, we went into the lab. I'll give you the backstory. This one gentleman was abducted, and he called Dr. Lear, and Dr. Lear came to the house, and they were looking at the house, and they found, to their amazement, that the cabinets were magnetized. They had a Gauss meter, which measures magnetism. And they were able to see that the cabinets, wooden cabinets, were magnetized. They went up to the site of the abduction in the bed where the husband and wife were sleeping. This is where it gets really bizarre. The side of the bed where the husband was, and he was the one that was abducted, was magnetized. The side of the bed where the woman was not magnetized. It gets better. They used a black light to see if there was any fluorescence. And the reason why they did this, as a researcher, Dr. Lear began to realize that sometimes there was fluorescent traces left by these entities, wherever they're from. And sure enough, they were handprints on the wall, like looking like a child's handprints, right next to the wall, right next to the bed where the window was, which fluoresced. And they asked the owner if they could cut out the wall board so they could test it. And the owner agreed to that. And of course, they put a new piece and patched it and painted the room and everything else. Well, when we're in the lab, one of the reasons why we went into the lab and we went to Seal Lab was to look at this sample of the four-fingered handprint that's fluoresced. And it did, of course, we're in the lab now, and we turned all the lights off, took the black light out. And, of course, there was the four-fingered handprint fluorescing in the lab, about the size of a small child's handprint. And what was interesting is at the end of the fingers, Dr. Stan, instead of looking like human fingers, they flared out. They were bulbous at the tips, which we found very interesting. So we took a sample of the material, which was on the drywall, and we put it into a scanning electron microscope with an EDX feature. The EDX feature measures and shows us on a graph what the material is comprised of. And, of course, the technician who was there is very familiar with how all this operates. And I asked him, I said, what are we looking at here? He says, well, first of all, we're not seeing any of the trace minerals and that should be if this was human. And I said, well, what are you saying? And he says, well, what I'm trying to tell you is there's no the composition of this, whatever it is, has none of the properties that we should see if it was human. So I pressed in again, and I said, without putting words in your mouth, are you trying to tell us that this handprint isn't human? He looked at me and said, yes, which was absolutely astounding. So This is what's in Watcher 7, where we've got, hardcore physical evidence of an entity entering a room that, and you say, well, that's a nice story, but we've got the evidence. We've got the four-fingered handprint that fluoresces, and when we put it under a scanning electron microscope with an EDX feature, it shows us that none of the minerals that should be there, or the elements that should be there for a human being, are present, which is absolutely astounding. That's just one of the things that we took into the lab and experimented and looked at it as physical evidence. One of the other things that we looked at was we were in Mexico interviewing Jaime Masson, who let us, by the way, use hours and hours and hours of real UFO footage, uncut, not photoshopped in any way. The original footage, we walked out of there with 2 terabytes worth of it, and we show a lot of that, sort of a montage of that in the beginning of Watcher 7 to let people know that the phenomenon is real, burgeoning, and not going away. But Jaime had in his possession this large metal sphere, and we were able to take samples from the exterior and the interior of the sphere, and then, of course, put them under a scanning electron microscope.
Now, you need to tell our listeners what this metal sphere is. Where did it come from?
Okay.
What is it?
Thanks, Dr. Stan. Jaime was given this sphere from a farmer, and he heard this hissing noise one morning, and he looked up, and this, like a meteor, was streaking across the sky, and this object fell into his field and exploded and killed a cow that was nearby. So they went up, and they looked at the sphere, and they brought it to Jaime, and it's this round metallic object with nothing inside of it at all. It's hollow, and part of the, like, if let's say it was a globe, the north and south pole are both blown out. The metal has melted. Well, we took samples of this because we weren't sure what it was. And was it, when I looked at it, my gut feeling was, well, this doesn't look at all extraterrestrial, but we didn't know.
Well, basically, it's not a meteor. It's something that has been made, it's manufactured, it's worked. But the question is, was it made by humans or was it made by humanoids?
And this is what, this is a $64,000 question. That's why we were in the lab trying to ascertain and to figure out what it was we're looking at. We took samples from the exterior of the sphere and the interior. Well, the exterior of the sphere really didn't show us anything that was anomalous or strange at all. In fact, it was mostly comprised of titanium. The interior of the sphere was very interesting because what we found was sort of a bundle of what may have been carbon nanotubes. It sort of looked, it reminded me of fiber optic cable, these tubes that were there that we had no idea what we were looking at. And Richard Shaw, my business partner and the director and co-producer of Watcher 7, did some research online and saw that, okay, some of these spheres are used for refueling purposes and all this other stuff, but we couldn't find one that even came close to matching what Jaime Masson had. So the verdict is still out on this. We find it very strange that there were no moving parts in it, and it had these what appeared to be like fiber optics or carbon nanotubes, something in the interior of the object. So once again, Watcher 7 has real, hardcore physical evidence.
And of course, basically, when you sit, you'll actually watch, you'll see the sphere, you'll see them suddenly biopsying, taking specimens of the sphere. I mean, it's maybe a foot and a half high and maybe a couple of feet long, foot and a half long, been hollow in the middle. I mean, whatever it is, it's man-made or certainly it's made. It may not have been made by mankind, though, but go ahead.
Well, and that's the whole thing. We really don't know what it is. And the reason why we went with this is Jaime showed us a clip, and we showed part of this clip, of course, in Watcher 7 in the montage. There's a craft, there's something that's in the atmosphere, and it's hovering there, and from both ends of it, it's ejecting these glowing spheres, one after another. And it's like a line of these things floating in the air. We have no idea what this is, Dr. Stan, none. But we have it on tape. We have it on film. I mean, there it is. I mean, what is this craft doing, and what are these objects that it's ejecting from itself? And it's just like, it's like spitting them out, like bam, 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 bam. From both ends of the ship, these objects are being emitted. And are they drones? Are they? We have no idea what they are. It's just astounding. And again, we show this because, look, nobody's got all the answers. We certainly don't. But what we're trying to do is alert people that something is going on and we all need to start to pay attention to it.
I agree with you. There's something of a supernatural matter. Would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry if they'd like to?
Sure. It's just go to the website, which is lamarzulli.net, www.lamarzulli.net, and you'll see all sorts of goodies there. Lots of resources to check out and get educated, basically. Get up to speed.
And basically, of course, we carry the Watchers, and we carry a couple of Lynn's books. I'm not L.A.'s books. And suddenly, but anyway, if you're on, unfortunately, we don't have any time for questions this evening. But certainly, I didn't want to take questions because I didn't want to detract from what L.A. is telling you. I mean, this is a fascinating DVD. And basically, if somebody wants to spell his name, it's M-A-C-U-L-L-A. Is that right?
No, M-A-R-Z-U-L-L-I.
Marzulli. Okay, fine. Our producer has to do that. Well, we're just about done. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners?
Well, look, we're closing in on the Christmas season, and we celebrate the birth of Messiah. Whether or not it happened on December 25th is irrelevant. This is what we celebrate, and we believe he's the Savior of the world, and we believe that he came into the world of a virgin. And that he led a sinless life, and that he was both God and man, and that by shedding his blood on Calvary and by believing on him, we have eternal life. He told us, he warned us, that men would faint from fear from what is coming on the earth, and that the elect would be deceived if that were possible. The church needs to understand these are his words, and they're words of warning, and this stuff is happening in real time. Wake up, folks.
And ladies and gentlemen, there's an organized effort to discredit Christianity. Why is there such an effort to discredit Christianity? Because there is another force out there that has an intense hatred of Christianity and everything that is noble and worthwhile and good in the world. And I appreciate so much what you do, L.A., and certainly getting the information for us. We'll look forward to talking to you again on one of our other programs in the near future.
Thanks so much, Dr. Stan. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas to you. Good night. God bless.
Good night.
We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and certainly we've watched all of LA's DVDs, and we are featuring right now on number 7 because it covers what we talked about tonight. You'll see some of the most amazing footage there on UFOs and pictures, very reliable pictures. These are not imaginary. These are very real from many, many sources. And I think you'll be convinced that there certainly is this element out there. And where do they come from? Well, I certainly agree with LA. These are interdimensional beings. These are interdimensional craft. There is another force out there that most Americans really don't understand, in which the church is not preparing us to accept that there is going to be some sort of a confrontation. When it's coming, I don't know, but certainly we should be prepared for it. So if you'd like to get the Watchers 7 DVD, or you want to get into the others, but let's start with Watchers 7, the telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Just ask for Watchers 7. Now we'd be glad to get you. Certainly Watchers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And hopefully after you've seen 7, you'll want to get the others. LA does an excellent job with this. We also carry certainly one or two of LA's books. And then we have two books by Tom Horn. Certainly they get into the background of what's happening spiritually as far as the Catholic Church is concerned. Now, I don't want to pick on the Catholics. Certainly we have a lot of Catholic listeners. But these dark and sinister spiritual forces we're talking about have infiltrated both the Protestant and the Catholic Church. But these books deal with the Catholic aspect of it. One is called Exo Vaticana. Exo Vaticana, the other is called Petrus Romanus, and they're written by Tom Horn and Chris Putman, and they will give you tremendous insight into the supernatural forces which are working within the Catholic Church today, and how, of course, the Vatican is being used to facilitate this movement towards the one world religion. Now, how can you have possibly a one world religion? Well, the only way you can do that is by destroying Christianity. And there is an organized effort to do exactly that. And unfortunately, there are people working at the upper echelon of the Vatican and of the Catholic faith, as there are people working within the upper echelons of the Protestant faith to bring about this one world government and suddenly neutralize Christianity. They've already changed the music and the message of the Protestant Church and the Catholic Church, and it's only going to get worse in the time that lies ahead. And Tom's book, Exo Vaticana, and I believe that's the one where I actually write the foreword to it. And then his other book, Petrus Romanus, they're both available from Radio Liberty. Fascinating reading, taking you into information you won't get elsewhere. Tom does an excellent job on this. Both Tom and certainly L.A. Marzulli, they're both ministers, ordained ministers. I'm simply an orthopedic surgeon, retired orthopedic surgeon. But I've been studying this for a long period of time and recognize the spiritual component to what's going on. So remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I send the LA, the Watchers 7 is an excellent DVD. And then, of course, we have the others. If you'd like to get them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then, of course, if you'd like to get the books by Tom Horn, Petrus Romanus and Exo Vaticanum, why these two books, excellent going into the background and the supernatural forces working within the Catholic Church and the Vatican today. And you will read things there that you'll never hear elsewhere. And they've actually gone and they've talked to some of the leaders of the Catholic Church who openly recognize and admit that they believe that this other dimension is there, and certainly that they are going to be, these forces are going to be coming into our world, into our society. And many of them actually believe in UFOs coming from certainly other satellites, other universes. Incredible information that they've gotten from talking to key people within the Catholic faith. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance.